News channel after news channel after news channel. Ever wonder why they report the same news? This is Wake Up America.
Brought to you by Citizen Stringer.
The media has become absolute lunacy. What makes us different? We just tell the truth. Daily headlines, politics, social issues, focusing on headlines that the mainstream media ignores. Conservative to the core and honest, sometimes to a fault. Unapologetically American. Welcome to Wake Up America with your host, Stephen Oatley.
Oh, I wasn't going to do a show today. I wasn't going to. And then when I ended my live feed, I was able to get some other news stories. I was able to see some things. And oh my gosh, I think I could say this with pretty good authority, that over the next couple of weeks, we are going to find out some devastating things to America. But they're going to mean the end of Joe Biden. That's my firm belief. This light isn't on. You see, part of the green screen is ticking me off. Yeah, well, now you see more of it, but whatever. All right. And this show is sponsored by Spartan Armor Systems. If you're unfamiliar with who Spartan Armor Systems are, well, get them. Just go to SpartanArmorSystems.com and use code YEET and get 10% off your order. They make some of the best body armor. Arizona-based company out of Tucson, Arizona. We have a bunch of body armor. I showed it yesterday. I'm just going to jump right into this today because, man, this is weird. So I'm going to start off with a history lesson, okay? You guys may remember way back when, in 2019, when they were pushing to impeach the president of the United States at that time. Does anyone remember why they were trying to impeach Donald Trump? It was over a phone call he had with Ukraine. Now, this is not new news, what I'm about to say in totality. But they said it was a phone call, and more specifically, that there was quid pro quo in that phone call. Right? Everyone knows that, although there was no quid pro quo, but they said there was quid pro quo. That's the Democrats' playbook. That's what Adam Schiff was so adamant about, right? So basically, all these testimonies and key documents that were released as part of House Democrats' impeachment inquiry made it clear that Trump administration's attempt to get Ukraine to launch investigations in exchange for something in return is quid pro quo. The first was the offer of White House meeting in exchange for investigations. That's the whole reason the House literally impeached him was based on that reason, right? All right, let's go to current times. Now, this isn't a new news story. We've talked about it. I think Adam talked about it last night. I've talked about it today. But it all kind of ties into everything. And once you get this big picture, you're going to be like, holy shit, this dude is done. No matter what, it doesn't even matter. There's too much here for Democrats to even be like, he's our leader. We're not going to go against him. I firmly believe that. But let's try to dive into this. And again, if you're watching on social media, if you're watching on Facebook, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching anywhere other than Rumble, you're not my friends. So the link for Rumble is in your chat right now. Go watch on Rumble. Screw big tech and all the people that keep trying to censor us. Anyway. Oh, boy. I'm amped up. I was in bed. I was tweeting, and then I started seeing stuff, and then I was like, wait. And I sat up, and then I was like, wait, what? And then I came in here, and I started. All right, so let me get to it. So Reuters is reporting yesterday. Now, this was breaking news, and it was asked about the White House press conference, and I'll get to that in a second. And I'll be honest, I didn't even listen to the White House press conference. I don't even know what they talked about, but I saw a clip later, which is on my Twitter as well, PT News Network on Twitter. Anyway. So in the last call between the U.S. President Joe Biden and his Afghanistan counterpart, Ghani, the Taliban, before the Taliban seized control of, before the Taliban seized control of the country, the leaders discussed military aid, political strategy, and messaging tactics, but neither Biden nor Ghani appeared aware or prepared for the immediate danger of the entire country falling to insurgents. Now, this is kind of funny because Joe Biden has numerous said we never had any idea that this was going to happen. And this is something that's been disproven by us because I don't know if it's still up, but if you went to the U.S. Embassy or the Afghan U.S. Embassy, so that the Afghan embassy to the United States that was in D.C. You can go onto that page, and it had all the meetings they had in all of August where the Afghan ambassador to the United States repeatedly requested assistance, air support, all this stuff, all the same stuff that was covered in this meeting. And that was in early August, and she met with everybody. So this isn't just a Joe Biden thing. I believe that we need to fire everyone from the top down that knew that this was going to happen. It didn't happen. Or let it happen. And that includes Republicans, mind you. Anyway, so the men spoke for approximately 14 minutes on July 23rd, obviously less than a month after everything started really falling apart. And I think it was the 14th is when the State Department made the announcement that they're going to be evacuating Kabul and all that stuff. Ghani fled the presidential palace on the 15th, and then Taliban entered Kabul. We already know that that was a decision that was made by General McKenzie. He actually gave up the city of Kabul and only took the airport because their mission was not to secure the city or even secure the airport. This is known information. So I'm not like, you know, spewing any secret classified shit. They had a McKenzie and the Taliban spokesperson, whatever Taliban leader, had a meeting, and Taliban said, you can either take control over the city or the airport or the city and the airport or just the airport. And we'll do this, the city. The United States military, a four-star general, said, no, you could take the city. And that's proven. We already know that that actually occurred. So everyone can fact check that if you want. So that's like infraction number one, right? Where we just gave up. We gave up the city. Let's go back to this call, because this is actually infraction number one. The three men spoke for roughly 14 minutes on July 23rd. Let me go. Reuters reviewed a copy of the transcript of the presidential phone call and listen to the audio to authenticate its conversation. It was obviously leaked by a whistleblower. In the call, Biden offered aid if Ghani could publicly project he had a plan to control the spiraling situation in Afghanistan. Well, doesn't that sound a little bit like quid pro quo? The United States, the president of the United States says, hey, we will give you all the aid that you're asking if you can publicly project that you had a plan to control the situation. A quote from Joe Biden. And again, these people listen to the audio recordings. We will continue to provide close air support if we know what the plan is. Biden said days before the call, the U.S. carried out airstrikes in support of Afghan security forces in a move the Taliban said was a violation of the Doha peace agreement. The U.S. president also advised Ghani to get buy-in from powerful Afghans for military strategy going forward, and then to put a warrior in charge of the effort, in reference to Defense Minister General something Muhammad Ali or something like that. Biden lauded the Afghan-American forces, which were trained and funded by the U.S. government, saying, you clearly have the best military, he told Ghani. You have 300,000 well-armed versus 70,000 to 80,000. They're clearly capable of fighting well. Days later, obviously, we know that wasn't true because they all fled. Now, this is where we have some major issues with the president of the United States, especially with everything that happened after. So we already have quid pro quo established in this call, which is a huge, they impeached Donald Trump for that, right? It's a clear quid pro quo. You give the perception that you know what you're doing, and then we will fund you. That's quid pro quo. Quid pro quo. Anyway. Biden told Ghani if Afghanistan's prominent political figures were to give a press conference together backing a new military strategy, that would change perception, and that change, and that will change an awful lot, I think. They wanted to change the perception of what was really happening in order for maybe this not to happen, right? So that's just a big deal, too. I'm trying to see if it has the actual... The really good quote. After the call, the White House released a statement that focused on Biden's commitment to supporting Afghan security forces and the administration seeking funds for Afghanistan from Congress. So we know that that's what Biden said actually happened on the call. This is what actually happened on the call. Ghani told Biden he believed he could there could be peace if he could rebalance the military solution, but added we need to move with speed, saying we are facing a full-scale invasion composed of Taliban, full Pakistani planning and logistical support, and at least least 10,000 to 5,000 international terrorists, predominantly Pakistanis, thrown into this, he said. Afghan government officials and UX experts have consistently pointed to Pakistan's support for the Taliban as a key to the group's resurgence. Now, there's a lot more in the call, but those are the important ones. One, you establish quid pro quo. So that's kind of a big deal, especially because the Democrats kind of made their name, you know, in impeaching President Biden the first time for some fake-ass quid pro quo. Now we actually have real evidence of quid pro quo. We'll see if they do anything. But wait, there's more. Okay, so that is like the first one, and we all knew about that. How many of you guys read Forbes on the daily? Because I do not. Forbes had an interesting article that comes out today. Now, and we've seen these fact checks. I talked earlier today about the CNN fact checks and how inaccurate they are and how partisan and blah, 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 blah. Well, they also did a fact check on Donald Trump's statement that he made, and he sent it out, I believe, or he spoke on Hannity or something. But he said there was $85 billion worth of equipment that was left in Afghanistan. CNN said, that's not true. We don't know the actual account, so you can't estimate the numbers. And with CNN's credit, it was not true. It was $82.9 million, I believe. $82.9 billion of equipment and training provided the Afghan security forces since 2001. Now, you know what's weird about what's going on in Afghanistan, or not even in Afghanistan? It seems like it would be. It's here in the United States. According to Forbes... Now, this is nuts. The war in Afghanistan has always been a black box, but the Biden administration just made matters worse. According to an admission obtained by the State Department, Biden officials recently directed federal agencies to scrub their websites of official reports detailing the $82.9 billion in military equipment and training provided to the Afghan security forces. The scrubbed audits and reports included detailed accounting of what the U.S. had provided to Afghan forces down to the number of night vision goggles. So we know everyone said, what did we leave there? What did we give there? What did the Afghan army abandon? All this information that the White House currently, right now, the State Department is erasing. It had it all. It had it down to the number of Nighthawk vision goggles, hand grenades, Black Hawk helicopters, and armored vehicles, and so much more. Reports further quantified 208 aircraft and helicopters, 75,000 war vehicles, including 22 Humvees, 50,000 tactical vehicles, and nearly 1,000 mine-resistant vehicles, 600,000 weapons, including 350,000 M4s and M16 rifles, 60,000 machine guns, and 25,000 grenade launchers. Now, when Forbes, again, business, you know, you don't think of them as someone that's breaking, like, you know, political, you know, scandals. When Forbes actually reached out to the State Department, they admitted to removing the reports and justified the remove as a way to protect Afghan allies. According to a spokesperson, and they quoted this, the safety of Afghan contacts is of utmost importance to us. The State Department advised other federal agencies to review their web properties for content that highlights cooperation participation between Afghan citizens and the USG or USG partner and remove it from public view if it poses a security risk. It's worth noting that the Biden administration already put these partners at risk when officials tied or provided lists of Afghan nationals to the Taliban in a misguided attempt to clear them for evacuation. The Taliban, who we need not remind you is a national international terrorist organization with a history of murdering Afghan citizens who work alongside U.S. forces, should never have been trusted with the names. This is kind of interesting. In addition, many of the removed audit reports merely quantified military equipment without identifying personnel. Here are two important examples. Number one, the Government Accountability Office reposted an audit of the in a U.S. audit provided military gear in Afghanistan from 2017, after it was removed from its original location. Number two, Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction reposted an audit of $174 million in lost Scan Eagle drones. That was last July after a report was removed from its official location. And U.S. taxpayers paid for these audits in the U.S. provided equipment. And citizens should be able to follow the money and hold Biden accountable. And so that's the one. That's another. That's like strike three in terms of the millions of strikes that have happened here. But the Biden administration seems to be hiding all of the information about what we actually provided to Afghanistan. That in itself is deeply, deeply concerning to me. And here's the most, so I want to introduce you to someone. I want to talk about someone real quick. And this is gonna piss everyone off. Okay. And I'll be honest with you. This is the one that really got me fired up, because this is the last one. This is like the last straw for me. There's no reason he should be the president. Even right now, he should not be the president right now. He should be forcibly removed from his office after what I'm going to tell you right now. How many of you guys heard of Roger, and I'm going to say his name wrong, Roger Pardo Maurer? You may remember him. He was a deputy secretary to the Department of Defense, I believe, or the State Department. Deputy Assistant Secretary for Defense under Western Hemisphere Affairs for the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy from August 2001 to 2006. So you may not know, but he's a guy that was under the Bush administration, highly, highly regarded, political guy. He also happens to be an Army Green Beret that while he was appointed as the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Defense, he actually left that post, the $130,000 post that he had there, and went served overseas and did a tour in Iraq or Afghanistan in 2001 because he was an active Green Beret. So just to talk about the caliber of guy this is, highly touted, multiple awards. I believe his son is now in the military as well. Very, very good. You could probably go through his record. He's won awards, and he won the U.S. Department of Honors for his work in his leadership was instrumental in enabling the United States to support the Colombian government against insurgents, ensuring the ratification of Central America Free Trade Agreement with the United States and the U.S. Congress, and strengthening naval cooperation throughout the hemisphere. He was instrumental on curbing some of the drug trades with Colombia, and it's pretty good. Very, very good guy. Maybe you didn't hear what he did yesterday. He went on Univision. Because again, he's a dual national, I think, from Colombia, maybe. But he went on Univision yesterday and gave an interview in Spanish. And so a lot of people didn't see this interview, and I posted this on my Twitter page, and it's in Spanish, but it's got captions, and I'm gonna play it for you. And I don't have the video queued up, but here, you know what I'll do? I'll actually read you the transcripts. So the host said the Biden administration faces serious criticism over the manner of which it handled the withdrawal in Afghanistan. And we connect with Roger Pardo Maurer, who was the Deputy Secretary for Defense and also served in the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. We're glad to have you join Education Digital. And he said, thank you very much. Always a privilege. And then it goes, well, Roger, the question many of us are asking ourselves today is what is going to happen with the nearly 200 or so Americans that were not evacuated out of Afghanistan? And he said, look, we've got to get them out. They're American citizens. We can't leave anyone behind, period, either by reason or by force. And they said, Roger, considering the results to date, can it be said that this is mission accomplished? And it goes on, and it's really interesting to read the whole thing. But this is the part that I want all you guys to hear. They go on to say, but it will be interesting to see what's the strategy that Biden administration puts in place. Now, speaking of this president's legacy, when we're talking about 13 service members losing their lives over the past few days, in addition to the 2,400 over the past 20 years, what legacy does he leave behind after this chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan? Now, here's the answer. Here is the answer that everyone needs to hear. We can't even talk about a legacy, Roger said. There are events that still just are now becoming news. And what they are already saying, people who are already involved, for example, those 13 service members who, by the way, half were Hispanics, Espinoza, Lopez, Sanchez, Mariola, they were all Hispanic. What is being said by people who are involved by the Department of Defense already knew who the bomber was and when the Kabul attacks would happen, and that a Predator drone had a lock on the suicide bomber, okay, and they refused to grant permission to fire upon that bomber. permission was requested and was denied. Why? Because we are in the process of negotiating with the Taliban, who aren't even in control of their own government, yet their own people. So what is the legacy? It's too soon to talk about it, but it's total chaos, poorly managed. So according to this highly decorated Deputy Secretary for the of Defense, Green Beret, highly decorated guy, our United States military had a Predator drone locked onto the suicide bomber, and they did not kill him, and they let him go and kill 13 U.S. service members, 180 Afghan Afghan allies, injured 18 other U.S. service members. This is nuts. And you could say, well, what if this isn't true? Why would anyone ever go and ruin their reputation like that if it was not true? We've seen people go out and ruin their careers over this already. We saw the battalion chief from the Marines. We've seen other Marines and Air Force and Army that have spoken out about what's going on. Even a Coast Guard guy has spoken out about what's been going on in Afghanistan. And now you have a previous Secretary of Defense, a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, Green Beret, decorated person. I literally spent the past 45 minutes trying to find anything that we could criticize him for, because that's what you do as a journalist. I could not find it. So this guy is, by all accounts, a true American, and he gets on national television and says something that I firmly believe, that the United States, the powers that be, made the decision not to take out the suicide bomber because they were worried about what it would do with their negotiations with an international terror organization. This is beyond high crimes and misdemeanors. This is far beyond quid pro quo. This is far beyond anything else you could possibly imagine that the president of the United States could do, which would account for impeachment. This is murder. Whoever made the decision not to blow that stupid scumbag that was going to blow up all these people and kill all these people, whoever that person is, they had a Predator drone locked on the suspect. They knew when it was. They knew where he was. They had it locked on it. And you know what? They didn't do anything because they were worried about the reputation. We used to be a company where we did, or a country where we did not negotiate with terrorists. That is out the window. That is out the window. Apparently, the 13 lives that were lost, and again, we're only talking about the U.S. service members. There weren't 13 people that were killed that day, okay? There were 193 people killed that day, including small children, women, and our United States soldiers. And our government allowed it. You know, we talked about it, and everyone had all this pissed offness. And once we found out that Biden's shitty ass withdrawal cost the lives, now we find out that no, the lives that were lost were deliberate. That they knew it was a suicide bomber. The world knew that there was going to be a suicide bombing attack. Intelligence said it. The embassy released the urgency, telling everyone to get away from the gates. Everybody knew it. And now we have a highly decorated deputy assistant to the Secretary of the Department of Defense that comes out here. Obviously, he's got more military sources than I do, and people in way, way up higher levels than I do. I believe what he said. There's no way in hell a highly decorated person is going to go on national or international television, Univision's broadcast everywhere, and say those kind of things. Our government is lost. It's not even lost. It's running away from us. It's running away. Here's what I think everybody at America should do. Every single person in America, you should write your congresspeople right now, Democrat, Republican or not, and say, listen, watch this video, because all congresspeople have access to all this intelligence stuff. They can watch this video. Send them the link to this video and say, watch this video. You should, not a single congressperson in anywhere, Democrat or Republican, should be doing anything else in Washington. Not a single thing. You don't vote on a thing. You don't do shit. Don't even do the Pledge of Allegiance. Because as far as I'm concerned, the people that are in office right now don't deserve to do the Pledge of Allegiance until they actually stand and show that they are aligned with our country.
I think every single one of those people right now should demand accountability. And I'm talking top down. Every single person that had a decision-making role in this should be replaced. From Joe Biden all the way down to the generals, to the I don't know, military lingo. Anyone that's under the generals, the vice president, if they knew about this too, they get the security briefings. Who made the decision to sacrifice 13 American lives? And just like someone else said in the chat right there, 100 Americans injured. Soldiers lost their limbs. One soldier, I think it was one Marine, lost his arm, an arm and a leg from this suicide bombing that the United States government allowed to happen, according to this man. They allowed it. And I firmly believe there's no other way. There's no other way to have anyone held accountable. You have one of the Gold Star mothers that said that she's going to do a protest in D.C. And everyone else is saying, no, don't do a protest in D.C. That people say, a former CIA guy is saying do a protest in D.C. on September 11th. And everyone else is like, no, fuck that. And this is what I have to say. Everybody should be out protesting. You don't need to do it in D.C. Everyone should be out protesting. Everybody should be out demanding accountability. And that's it. Because this has gone too far. Our country, we are losing our country right now. And it's not even about politics right now. It's about being an American and fighting for what you believe in and fighting for the freedoms that we are supposed to have and the freedoms that people, what happened to America? You think Donald Trump would allow 13 Marines to be blown to smithereens along with 180 other people killed? You think he would? If he said we had a predator drone, he'd be like, you're fired, and press the button, and it would be done. We don't negotiate with terrorists. We didn't negotiate with terrorists 7 months ago. Why the fuck are we doing it now? Why are we doing it now? Every single person should be writing their congresspeople and saying, listen, I don't want you doing another thing. And if you do anything else, I will actively raise money against you. Democrat or Republican, and I'll do it. I'll quit doing this and I'll start running campaigns. I'll start fundraising for people. I'll start going out and doing talking things. I don't care. This is a problem. And we have to replace this. We have to replace everybody that had a decision. As far as I'm concerned, Mitch McConnell, he had a meeting with the Afghan ambassador. He lied to her face that he was going to support her with air support and blah, blah, blah. And they were going to push for that. They didn't. Kevin McCarthy was in that group. A bunch of others, Devin Nunes, all some good Republicans. No. Any Republican who didn't show up the other day with the 30 Marines that were standing up there trying to read the names of the 13 soldiers who died, any of the other, 200 Republicans that didn't have the balls to show up that day, they should not be in that office. And none of the Democrats should be in that office. It's what we should do. We shouldn't be allowing this to happen. We shouldn't, and that's what we're doing. If we're like, oh, we'll beat them in the election. I've said that all the time. We need people out there running and people that are going to make a change. And we need to replace everybody. 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 And everyone talks about money. Oh, candidates have a lot of money, right? Candidates have a lot of money. How many people are watching this right now? 1,770, almost 1,776. But across all platforms, we have 1,772 people watching now, plus another couple of thousand watching on our own streaming platforms. We can raise that money. I'm a small fish. Can you imagine if Steven Crowder went up in a live stream when he finally gets better and says, hey, listen, it's time to put our money where our mouth is. We're going to start a super PAC and we're going to go after, we're going to replace these politicians who plainly don't care about us. You get a guy with a platform where he turns on just to talk about his surgery and he has 80,000 live viewers. You get a guy like that that says to talk about it. You know, I get the messages every day from all these GOP fundraisers. I even get it from Trump. I'm not giving anybody Donald Trump wants my money. He could say when he's running again. Because otherwise, I'm not putting any of my money into a super PAC. I'm not putting money anywhere. I'll start my own goddamn super PAC, and I'll go after all these politicians. Anybody who doesn't, because it's not about Republican or Democrat, because that's called politics. This isn't about politics anymore. This is about America and losing the country and losing the premise of the country. Everyone, and I've said this for months, and we have different ways of getting there. You know, we have the Republican way and the Democrat way, and we kind of run like this, and every now and then we crash into each other. But in all reality, we have to take that middle lane and remember that we're Americans. We have different ways. We're all going to end up going the same way in the long run. But right now, people are taking us in. It's a hard left right now in our country. And enough is enough. You know, someone said, the system is shot, then we rebuild that system from the ground up. From the ground up. And you know how you do that? It's by getting real people in office. And you get every single candidate that you back, you get them to sign an agreement saying two terms and boom, out. If I ever started a super PAC, that would be what every politician signs. You got two terms in your role. If you run two terms as Congress, boom, you're done as Congress. Run for Senate for two terms if you want to be back in office. That's it. There are ways to change it. There are ways to change it. And we have to do it. Because you know what? Now we find out that someone made the decision to allow those 13 soldiers to die. If this is in fact true and they had a Predator drone locked on this bomber and decided not to do it because it would hurt their negotiations with the Taliban, then not a single person that's in office right now that doesn't stand up for this right now, not a single person should be there. And we should replace every single person. That's what I wanted to say. Someone said people tried to start January 6th and no one backed it. January 6th wasn't that wasn't it. That wasn't it. That was a riot. Let's be frank. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about going and beating up and taking shit by force. Nah, that's stupid. That's stupid. The average American, how many people voted for Donald Trump? 80 million people? Imagine if 80 million people all put $10 in. You got more than spend on political campaigns. 80 million people all put $100 in? Come on. You tell me we can't do this. You tell me we can't take control of our country. You know, January 6th was a riot. That's what January 6th was. It wasn't an attack on our democracy. It was no different than people attacking the courthouse last year while court was in session, or shooting a cop in the face. Actually, it was way different than that because it wasn't at that same level. But that happens every day. What I mean, this is it. That's a political thing. And let them run with their January 6th stuff. Let them run with it. Let the Democrats and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, let them all run with it. While we take back our country, they can focus on January 6th and trying to prove that Donald Trump was all this and that and this and that. We already know what they're going to find. It's a partisan committee. We already know they're going to be like, Donald Trump's guilty. I mean, why even do an investigation? Just say it. You have to do stuff. Someone said January 6th was the first shot in the coming war. January 6th was not. January 6th was a bullshit riot. January 6th wasn't. people shouldn't even be mentioning January 6th in my chat. Because that wasn't patriotic. That wasn't anything. The idea of January 6th, before all the boneheads started, you know, beating up people and the cops started fighting with the protesters and protesters started fighting back, all that stuff, nah, that was riots. That was Antifa stuff. It's all the same. That event that day, because we covered that whole event. Everything. We had it on tape. That event that day, yeah. That was America standing up and saying, we're done. Enough is enough. And then it was ruined. And then it was ruined and it tore apart the Republican Party. Because now you have people that are on the right that are like, oh, that's a fringe right guy. There's people that are going to watch what I just said and be like, oh, that's a fringe. I mean, look at you have Cartwright, the senator, congressman from New York or senator or from North Carolina. You got the left attacking him right now for saying, listen, if something happens bad with the election again, there will be bloodshed. They're all like, he's threatening everyone. Liz Cheney said he needs to be resigned and all this. This is he's being honest, because the fact is, if we have another election and it goes this way and we have all the same stuff that happened last time, people are going to be pissed, and we can curb that. We could stop that if we actually stand up for ourselves and back political candidates. Do you know who's running for office in your political seats down to the county level? If you don't, then you're not doing your job as an American. Every single person that's watching this right now should know who's running for office, who they're going to vote for. They should know why they're going to vote for him. And they should know, here's another one, they should know why they're not voting for the next person, the person that they're running against. You should educate yourself on on the politics of that. And if you don't want to do that, then sit back and allow other people to do it. because and don't talk politics. If you know who's running in your all the way down to the your city levels don't matter. Shit, I could run for mayor and take mayor in my town. He got 126 votes. I could literally go just walk around town and probably get more votes than that. So we're not talking about these little ones. Your counties, those are the ones that deal with the elections. Your states, those are important. They're more important than your federal level. And then, yeah, your federal ones. But you should know who they are. And when you find out all these donors and all this big... come on, man. I'll hold charity concerts. I was a concert promoter when I was in college. I'll hold charity concerts around. We'll take all the money and we'll contribute it to the political candidates if we have to. We'll do whatever the hell we have to do. But we have to stand up. Enough is enough. Because now if this is true, and we know an impeachment's not going to happen, they could do a big investigation, but the Dems control the House. An impeachment would never pass. An impeachment would never pass. You know how an impeachment bill or an impeachment trial would actually occur in the House and why it would be successful in the House? If the Democrats that are running or up for re-election are facing a tight election because there's someone else that people want in there. That's how you get that stuff to happen. And that's the only way. But everyone, if you want to know what's going on in politics, and you want to say, like, if today's your breaking point and you're like, enough is enough, find out who's running for office. And if there's vacancies, take it. You don't even need to run. All you have to do is get someone to sign a petition for 50 names. Boom, go be a part of politics, even though it sucks. Find out who's running. Find out what they campaign for. Align yourselves with someone. Go out and campaign for them. And if they don't stand for what you stand for, don't vote for them. Find somebody else. That's what we have to do. If we have candidates that, oh, well, they check, 7 out of 10 boxes, so they're just going to get my vote. Fuck that. Not anymore. We put that candidate in that checks 10 of those boxes. Or at least a better percentage than the rhinos that we have in office now. And I mean that. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Because otherwise, we're watching our country fade away. Fade away. I'm serious about it. All these, the people in Congress right now, the senators, the congressmen, the congresswomen, senatorinos, or whatever they want to call themselves now, all of you guys have to do your job. And your job right now is not to pass some frivolous spending bill. It's not to, mess around with, capital infrastructure bills and all that shit. No, your job and your focus should be on avenging the death of the 13 U.S. service members and the 100 other service members that have been injured as a result of the United States making a cognitive decision to allow U.S. soldiers and 180 of our allies to be killed. Because if this is true, which we will find out it is, because I guarantee this guy is probably getting a knock on his door by intelligence being like, you leak classified information. Where do you get it? I guarantee that's happening now if it hasn't already. We have to stand up. Someone said, I'd like to know what your wife thinks about a president now. Well, after I told her this today, you know what she said? Because I asked her. I talked about the quid pro quo stuff. And I said, what do you think that is? And she's like, that's quid pro quo. And I said, what do you think that means? She's like, well, it means we're going to have an impeachment trial. Because she also understands. And then but when I started getting everything out, she's like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And I don't blame her. She deals with seventh grade freaking brats all day long teaching. Stand up. Stand up. Because if you're not going to stand up, you're just going to allow everybody else to walk all over you. And I mean that. It's time everyone wake up. That's what it is. We shouldn't be talking about COVID, because if you jump on that COVID train, you're like, oh, anti-mask this or vaccine this or my friends got COVID and all that stuff. Don't even pay attention to the COVID shit. That's all a distraction. January 6th stuff is all a distraction. You guys go hard. Every single one that's watching this, go hard right now. Call your politicians. Send emails. Talk to your coworkers. Talk to your bosses. Talk to everybody and say, hey, listen, there is a movement that's starting, and it's just being American. There's no special name for it or anything else. It's just being an American and remembering that's what we are and what this country is supposed to stand for. This country is not supposed to be leaning all Republican, and we don't need to have all Republican values or all Democrat values. That's not what America is founded on. But we need to remember that we're Americans before everything else, because if we don't, then what Jerry just said will likely happen. And that three-letter word that begins with a W is not one that I want to see in my lifetime, nor do I want my kids to see that either. So I, you know, I'll do everything in my power to, you know, to not have any of that happen. But that's it. April is releasing articles right now. So she should have an article already about the Forbes article that I talked about. April's going to have one out right now. She just did. And then April has the article out right now about the, did the U.S. DOD have the opportunity to prevent 13 U.S. military deaths and 170 others? She just put that article out too. Go to citizenstringer.com and share it out. When this video is done, share this video out. Share this video out. Because, and it's not about promotion. It's not, I'm not asking for contributions. I'm not telling you to sign up for our shit or any buy shirts or nothing. I'm not saying any of that. This isn't about that. This is about people realizing we need to wake up because it appears that our government just deliberately killed 196 people and injured hundreds more, including women and children, because of they wanted to break the way we do things in America and negotiate with terrorists just to fulfill a campaign promise. That's what Joe Biden said. I campaigned on the fact that I'd end the war. Well, you didn't. You just started it. Stand up for yourself, guys. Stand up, because otherwise you're just throwing up your arms and you're a quitter. So that's it. I'm going to wrap this show up. Like I said, I'm not promoting shit during the show. I don't need you to contribute during the show. I don't need you to do shit except do what I said. Write your congresspeople. Call your congresspeople. Go out, talk to your friends. Find out all the people that are running for office locally. Call them. Go to a town halls. Go to your school board meetings. If you want to change the way this country is going, then change it. Don't just sit there and get on social media and bitch about it. That's my job. That's what I do for a living. But I still get out there and talk to people about it. But that's what everyone needs to do. We have to start actively being proactive in the way we do things. You know, and stop feeding into the whole narrative about January 6th and all that shit. All that revolution talk and all that shit. That's not the time for that. Right now is the time where we can do things and not look like radicals, where we just stand up for what we believe in. Stop, you know, fighting with people because of what they agree here or disagree. Who gives a shit? Do they care about America? Then that's your brother. If they care about America, that's your sister. Those are the people that we should care about. If they truly care about this country. And if they don't, then let's find a new home for them. Well, that was it. That was my show for tonight. I'm ending it. I'm not doing a late show tonight or anything like that. This was it. Adam is going to be on at 7 on citizenstringer.com. Or actually, he'll be on PT. So the two apps that we have, PT News Network TV, that's all the smart TV apps where you can watch a show. And then we have Citizen Stringer. Citizen Stringer, the mobile app, is free for everybody. You can't watch the live streams unless you have a membership. I don't care if you sign up right now. That's obviously we do, but I've already said this isn't a promotional thing. But if you want to stay abreast of what we do in terms of the type of reporting, because what I just did is real reporting. We fact check everything. We present you with the truth. We put our opinion in there at the end and we let you decide and look at all of our articles. That's the way we write too. We're not some fluff. We're not Fox News. We're not CNN. We're not MSNBC. We're not Gateway Pundit. We're not anybody. We report the news. That's what we do. And that's what we will continue to do. All right, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. We start live programming. Actually, we're update. Our servers crash. Adam's going to try to fix it once he gets in. But we'll figure it out. We'll see you tomorrow. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. I don't know where this outro is. I don't even have the outro, so I'm just going to cut it. We'll see you later. Bye.